Our next presentation is by Maureen Lanzer from the University of Wisconsin, and is the characterization of human-man pneumovirus among primary care patients.
Good afternoon. Our study was primarily focused on influenza surveillance, but with the help of the Wisconsin State Lab of Hygiene, we were able to identify a number of other respiratory pathogens like HMPV. In this post-hoc characterization, I looked at baseline characteristics of HMPV infections and the seasonality of HMPV, when it circulates and for how long. These questions are important because HMPV is a prevalent cause of ARI across the age spectrum, and it is unfortunately mistaken for similar pathogens like RSV. Patients from four primary care clinics in Dane County, Wisconsin were evaluated for the study in Madison and surrounding areas. Anyone coming into the clinic for any visit of any sort with respiratory symptom onset within 7 days were eligible. Over the study period I reviewed, 2011 to 2014, we collected samples from 1,945 patients. A nasopharyngeal or oropharyngeal swab was taken, illustrated at the bottom there, suspended in VTM, and sent to the state lab for PCR testing. First, we'll look at seasonality. We found HMPV to consistently peak February to March each year, with overall detection in January through April. 3.2% of the 1,945 samples tested positive for HMPV. And as you can see, HMPV was detected across all age ranges, from 5 months to 72 years. Children were significantly more likely to have fever associated with HMPV infection compared with adults, 86% versus 53%. Most common associated symptoms were cough, stuffy and runny nose, and fever. In conclusion, we found active surveillance of outpatients with acute respiratory illness paired with collaborative efforts between the UW and the state health agencies created a successful diagnostic system and a reliable platform to conduct epi characterization of HMPV. This study also demonstrates a growing need for clinical awareness and rapid testing of HMPV. Finally, it would be beneficial to study HMPV cases in outpatient settings to capture cases of varying severity, as much of the current research is focused on hospitalized inpatients. Thank you.